Gemara says, Ella, my Ravel, and it's Ella the Gardumin. The Gardim Chalis, the Koi, Lovan, the Gardim Lovan, the Koi, Chalis, Leslenbo. The Amin Bnei Abishir, the Gardume, Chalis, Ksheim, the Gardume, Ezov, Ksheim. The Kamashir, Gardumin, Omer, Baramaduya, Mashmul, Kadela, Anvon. Okay. There's other problem later, but this is already a mouthful. What exactly is happening in this Gemara? Not so simple. Ella Gardumin, Mashma de Ia Gardum Kulu Mipsili. Omer Menatam, the Akhtar Shanotim, Dalav Kutim, Beis Mishim Lovin, Beis Mishim Chel, Shud Koflum Mishmona. Zorach Lizor, the Mipsiku Shloshim and Achutin, Shemeim Ishlosh Achutin, the Nimsa Shlo Nishiru Beis Kutim Shlemin. Omer Menatam, you're divided into two groups. Two groups of two. One representing Lavan and one representing Tchelet. One must be complete and one need not be. It's Chad Nawa Gemara. Simple reading of the Gemara. Lavan and Tchelet Nam Akman Zezeh. The Gemara doesn't mean, it doesn't mean, Rabbi Sai. You don't need Lavan and Tchelet. I need Lavan and Tchelet, suggests the Gemara. But it means that if one of them was shortened somewhat and the other one is complete, the way Alain Tom learned, Tzitzis is still kosher. And nowadays we don't have Lavan and Tchelet, we have the equivalent. We have Lavan and Lavan. But one set of Lavan, which any two strings represent Lavan, and one represents Tchelet. You have to have one set of two should be complete. This is the way that Rabbeinu Tam says shot. And he goes further. The Yesodaktik says, the Sugizug, the Kukurebiyasya, the Hashtavi Mitzvah Achas. So quant the Rebbe, this didn't have Gardumin applied. But problem is we don't pass like that. Problem, I mean, it's a problem solution. Halach Rebbe mechave rov, alo mechave rov, the koshken me rabo, Rebbe also agree the rabo haya, vahot somchen she'en lanu tkelus from Atil and Lovat. We pass like the Rabbonim. We pass like the Rabbonim. Interestingly, the Balamora said no, we mentioned this once before. It's not a Chavei Rov, because the Gemara at the end of the day says, Uman Tana, the last three narrow lines, the Paul Galeh the Rebbe, Hai Tana, the Tana of Yitzchak, Omer, Mishim Rav Nelson, Shomer, Mishim Rav Yosef, Glili, Shomer, Mishim Rav Yochanan, Ben Nuri, V'chule, V'chule. So it's only a Tzadas Yochanan, and the Tzadas Yochanan is ultimately Rav Yochanan, Ben Nuri, Tzadas Yitzchak, whoever it is, it's a Yochanan, Chavei Rov. I had Rabbo, so he's only sure he's in the middle of the shop. Number three out of the four names, so I guess doesn't count as Rabbo. That's about a more Paskin as it's true. Rabbo, we follow the Rabbo against Rabbi, but not a Rabbo here. It says Mantana. Okay, but bottom line, we hold against the Balamor. Good. Zop Pesis. Ula Rabbanon. It's arguable. Afilu B'chad Nitzel. Dotre Mitzvahs Ninu. Below Tovil or Achas Lachaverta, the Havi Kilu Igardim Tchelis Umitzas Lovon. What's Post is suggesting? If there is Lovon and Tchelis Machman Zezeh, and it's two separate units, you have one full and one partial, it's good enough. But according to Shitas Rabbanan, perhaps not. Post says, no, it's not true. Even there, the mind of the beloved Nami Dalav Chutin, which tells us it's not so sure it's true, we saw number out. But the Matzkon, everyone in the world holds that it is true, you need four strings, not enough to have two strings. In came Chad Mitzvininu, the Lobinan Alabay, according to the other day, which they rejected, Kosh came, the Loma Akvi, command the less new Havis, then it's still going to be good, because they're going as long as there are two whole ones there. So what was the first half of the line? When you near the Maida Bina the love of Nami Dalas Kutinim came Chad Mitzvininu. And therefore what? And therefore what? According to Rebbe, there's two love and two Tchelet. Machman says there, the fact that Machman says there, so therefore, we could make a talk about what we call Gardumin, that It's not complete, but it's partly there. As long as one of them is there and the other one is partly there, it's good enough. And what about a quantity of Rabbanah? The Rabbanah love and chayos are not makrin, says there. The Tosfos suggests there's no din of garduma whatsoever, and they reject it. There is din of garduma. Right? But, question, do the same numbers fit in? In other words, you have to have two shleimim and two partial. Does that fit in well according to Shitas Rabbanah? Tosfos somehow thought it depends upon Rebbe. It's only according to Rebbe that it isn't true. And according to Rabbanah, it's not true. And they say, no, it is true. Why is it true? So they explain why. In Cain, Chad, Mitzvah, Nino. Assuming in these four, so all four are one Mitzvah. And if all four are one Mitzvah, therefore, finish the sentence. How do you finish the sentence? Finish the sentence. In their mind, God's mind said that they quantity ready, it's careless and loving, the one is full, the one is partial, good enough. But they start off by saying, if the quantity of Rabbanon, now Malcolm is there. So the fact that one is full doesn't help the other one because partial wouldn't be enough. I said, no. It's all one big miss. So one big miss is there for what? What should emerge? So by the time the stack is correct, Mahalach. Enough to have two shleimim and two remnants, garzumim. They don't spell it out. Question I'm really raising is, what's the role of two and two according to the Rabbanah? We'll just leave it. It's not so clear what else is really driving it. Okay. Fine. Umiyu lo mistaber the stricken lo avik Rabbanah. So I'm a b'nei Rabbichia avik lo kilkusha. How can that be? We pass like the Rabbanah. So therefore, we assume the din is true. What is in a quantum of let's chazer. What is the din? What is the din? What's B'nai Rabchia? What did B'nai Rabchia say? B'nai Rabchia says that Gazum et Chelet is Ksher. And the Gemara went on to say, what does it mean? Kama is Kedei Aniva. So what does that mean? According to Rabbi Natan Shita, you need two Shleimim. You need two Shleimim. And two, Kedei Aniva. That's the Pashat Shah. Two Shleimim and two Kedei Aniva. The Benatam sheet. However, Rabotai, there's another sheet. In Tosis, it's unintelligible. As you can figure out from the lesson of Tosis, it's deserve a prize. You learn the look in the Rush, and he explains it much more clearly. Let's turn to the Rush. Simon Zion, we explain the sheet. If you don't mind. Okay. The Yesh Mefarshim. It's on the second column of page 250, end of the fourth line. The Yesh Mefarshim, he guided them, Chelet Mekoy, Alavan, Hayan, the Nifsik, Achut Mei, Koro, for the Shtayabo, the Kosu. The Rabbi, the Spirit of Makman says, Mitzvah Achasei, the Moral, HaSholem, Lechavero. Aval, the Rabbana, the Sabri, the Ein Makman says, El Bein Yesh Lo Chelet, Bein Yesh Lo Lovan, Sarach Shitin Arba Chutin, Im Nisak Achut Mei Koro Apostol, the Kev and the Nisak Vimokam Chiburo Bekonot, Lo Nisha Kiyem Gibel Chutin, no good? Aval Im Nisak Mikol Arba Atan Vinishtai Rabban Kedai Aniva, Kosher. For the Tzvei Dinim in Gardum and according to this, which are just roughly compared in the Gemara. One is Kedai Aniva is enough, even in all four strings, Kedai Aniva is enough. And the second thing is, if I have three full strings and one which has nothing left at all, it's still kosher. So hard the mighty, hard the bnei abichia, hard amar aval and itzchel the gadumim. Lo she the garmei kaidir ab terabchia liu derabona. The mitzvah il lekol arba chud kedai aniva. Two different dinim. The gadum etcheles akol dan al chutim koy. You got them mitzvah v'shtayim mitzvah v'chayot zibol erava. Aliba the Rebbe, Gadam Chutit Kelis, the Gamre, We start with the love and shleimim all the hefer. Lo mi lo maisi raya mi der pia ela da lo be inan sofan kipilas on the market is lay or the market is lay. Two different dinim. U pirish the eco, he says. The rush likes his shot. And goes to explain why he likes the shot. Fine. Good. Comes out. If everybody, if Kadani was left or all eight, it's fine. If yes, I feel the Bechut Echad, Pachas me Kadani, it's possible. So to take a look at Dimei Chamuda, Skidala gives you a little summary of what the Chita says. Hilkach. Cave and Shekol Echad Kofel Lishnayim, and Nifstakhu Beit Roshim, Pasul, Shema Nifstakhut Echad. We're afraid that the two on the two sides really represent one string, and it's Pasul. Avon Nifstakhut Rosh Echad, Kosha, two of them in your Beit. Kosha Beit Yosef. The Zed Afka Bemisha Enam Medaktik Beit Asiyas Atzitis, Shiu Dalad Roshim Mitzad Echad, the Kosha Dalad Mitzad Echad. If you master on an organ, the doctor ate a siesta titus, lost a simon, the Dalad Russian, the Indian Shavuot, the Dalad Russian, the Mitzarechot, Shalakeshev, the Dalad Russian, the Mitzarechot, the other on the Yodin, the Vada, is called Dalad Russian, the Mitzarechot, the Kesherein, and Chetiachutin, then them Chut Echot Shalin, Hilkach, in this school may he call them Shnei Russian, Mitzarechot, Kosher. So vada einem chut echod. Ela mishnei chut nevar einisha. Mikol echod arosh ha-sheni. She also mikadei aniva. But, one on one side. One on the other side, we're afraid it's the same string, and then we're in trouble and it's no good. This is the sheet of Harosh. And the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai, it's open to the Shulchan Aruch, we see this is quoted Allah. This can actually happen. This can happen in real life.
We still make it that
way? Well, who here makes their own sisters? Anybody? Raise your hand. Are you from the Medaktik? No. Are you a Medaktik? No. Huh? Next time. I thought I was a Medaktik. I don't make so it's easy for me to think I was I'm a non-citizen maker. Huh? Right, you tie on the floor. Right, that's how they do it. You do it that way? Chaim is a Medaktik, Baruch Hashem. So I said, but you have to meet him. You're a Medaktik and a non-Medaktik. Come to this situation. Let's open up, okay? Take a look, Rabbi Osai. In Simin Yud Beis. In Nifsku Kochute Akonaf in Ishtaibu Kedai Anivas Kolachutin Hapsukim Biyachad Kosher. If you wish a rush. Im Lo Nisha Kedai Aniva, what does Aniva mean? Tirushu V'yukusu Azad Choshem Tirgum V'yanvun means you loop around. Afilu b'chut echad to nifzak kulo posel. Hilka. Okay, Mr. Kolechad kovel ishnayim. This is a good shnei Russian posel. Shema nifzakut echad. I mean completely. Well, if you mash, I don't know. I'm going to back take me if I see it at Titus. Lot is sinu v'dal ala Russian b'nin shalol ala dal Russian mitzad echad. Shalak kesher v'dal Russian mitzad echad. And this is a good shnei Russian mitzad echad kosher. V'vara shnei chutim hem b'nin shnei b'kolechad ala Russian sheni. She also in any of her verbatim quotation from the Rosh. Zok, Mishnah Brewers of Cotton Zion. Who are they? I feel the call of Rosh in this to go with Tarechot. Who may have bought Rosh and Shemit Tarechot and Shemit Tarechot and Shemit Tarechot and Shemit Tarechot and Kosher. Yeah? He goes two, but loved after two. Four as well. No, some of Pasha. So it pays to be a Medaktik, gentlemen. Because this way, later on, you're better off. Now, what about Rabbeinu Tam, he made it for the Shulchan Aruch. Next page, Rabbeinu Tam, lo makshir mele b'nishtayru beis chutin shleimin. Tahayim arbo roshim shekol echad mea roshim oruch yud beis gudum. We'll get to this year later. Oz makshir shenitzku ha shnei chutim acherim. In the shtayim kede aniva. Al nitzku gimel chutim. Af al pi shenishtayim kede aniva. Psulim. The caption is shenitzku Nechtechu Shlosha Roshim Im lo dictek v'sha'es ha'siya sa'titus Shunikarim Hazal Roshim mitzarecha Shalakesha Chashin and Shema kol rosu michut acher V'nim t'sha'en kan ela chut echot shalei Tuguch mitzveka potum Aber lo nechtechu l'shnei Roshim Machshirinim b'chadei aniva Shani Halachit Tzvar Rishona If this is a Kedai Niva less than all, then it's possible. But not a Kedai Niva. Because Kedai Mdiktek Shiru Nikar Medav Rosh Hashem Mitzarecha Medav Kul Gimel Rosh Hashem Mitzarecha It's a possible. The Yod Vare Nef Kul Gimel Chutim And that makes it no good according to the Shita of Arva Abay Matam And this could be based on a Nani Possible Shema Gimel Chutim It's all according to the opinion of the Rabbi Matan. The Rambam's position in this matter is an enigma. A lot of ink has been spilled. If you saw the Nativity mentioned last time as he talks about it, the Kesef Mishnah talks about it by Rikus. I saw an interesting character in the Sfat Emes, Ger Rebbe, the chat in the Rambam, that an interesting thing. The Gardumin, quantum, let's remember, the Rambam learned Pshat that the Chelet only is one half of a chut, one out of eight. The Gardumin quantum is that half of that fell off. And that's within that chut. The Lavan fell off or the Chelet fell off, within that chut. Again, I'm not going into the Barichas Gedola, but if you look in the Parsemasi, that's Pshat against the Beis Yosef and against the Nitzim, against everybody. I thought that was more corrupt than the words of the Rambam. Just making a passing remark. Fine. Now, this is the details of this Kedai Aniva. So the Gemara has over here, same Daphne, the Chesed Bey is a Shaila, which is a take on it. The Gemara wants to know, he boiled who? Today, the Anvil, the Anvil, Kulu, Bahadodi, O Dilma, Kochad, Vachad, Vachuday, Teiku. Which is more? Which is more, all together, or one the chudei? Whatever is more, we pass from the chumra. We pass from the chumra. So the Ramah said, when he quotes this, hold on. Hold on a second. The Beis Yosef talks about it. Which is more? So, if you take a look on the Bir Halacha, it's the easiest place to find it. Okay? The Halacha says over here, in this Tikkun, the first one, with a shtayim and v'chulei. So the Mishnah of Kodan Aleph says, Pirish v'chol echad min achut nishol asla niva shakar and shleif l'chol achut and apsukim v'yachad. So go right all of them. Says the Mishnah Bruce, be Allah of Lord Taxi, that's a Ravan Avram, the Polagala Machaber, It's over the Torah to Yiyah Bo Kedei Lanav Al Kol Echad Me'achutin. Where'd that come from? Came from a Mordechai. So the Mordechai says, in Sivan Tov Tov Kuf Lama Tess, the court of the Mogan Abraham Shach, that Kol Chad V'Chad L'Chudei is a greater size than all of them at once. Against Rashi. L'Chol Kedei Rashi and maybe the Mordechai. What Rashi is Lashon? The land of Al Kochutim Adadi, the Haim Shir Godo. Now, I don't know. This should be a mathematical question, no? Who's majoring in math there? Geometry, you heard. If I have eight strings, what will take more? To go on all eight strings at once, or to go on each one of them? No?
could be understood to mean either including Ran Ban Ku Bhagavan 1-2, Ran Ban Ku Bhagavan, all eight strings have to go around.
That's too much. The question is, whether the one string has to go around all eight, or maybe all seven, or has to be able to go around each one of them. So what's the move? Matt? How do you want to say it? Each one on itself? What do you mean each one on itself? Oh, so that could be Rachel's Rashi and the Mordechai. If it means just one about itself, that's obviously much smaller. If it means going around all of them, I guess it's bigger. I'm not good at math, I guess it's bigger. That's what the word means in Rashi and the Mordechai. So the Bogan Rav is machmer, like his understanding of the Mordechai. And the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't have to mean it's so machmer, because maybe the Mordechai never meant it. And if he did mean it, we follow Rashi anyway. That's what he says, that's what he suggests. There's an interesting question over here, also in the Beit Yosef, in the Bialocha, which means, assuming it goes around all of them, that's what we mark of the passage, you go around all of them. What all of them? All eight, or the remaining ones? What does all of them mean? So the Beit Yosef discusses this question, and he's Mekel the Shem. And those who say no, has to go around all of the chutz. All eight could. That's the question, what it is. We'll get to the nitty-gritty of how many inches it has to be. That's what you really want to know a little bit later on. But this is a shayla, which the post can have over here. What does it have to go around? Fine. Now, but of course, the most important question we didn't get to yet, which is, what must remain? Every time you take out your tzitzit, like you have two parts to the tzitzit. It's called the gvil and the tfil. It's called the tied-up part and there's a loose part. So you have to have a certain amount remaining. A certain number of strings remaining. Remaining from what? So take a look in the Tosfos. Kedei la'onva. It's a pirish ha'kuntres to besamach gabei ha'ad ha'muchach ro'ah. Oh, let's see the next piece of Gemara. Next, we have to see a little bit more Gemara. Let's go Gemara straight. What is borav asher, limi v'lo ma'anvi v'yavikitini ma'anvi mai. Because it's so thick. It can't go around itself so fast. It's too thick. Amalei, the Rav Ashi, Kosh can make a mitzvah style. Because Kedei and even that Aloch and Moshe Mishini have to actually go around. It has to be long enough to go around. If it's just too thick for you, too clutchy, so you can't get it to go around, the Kavachomer is good. If it would have been thin, it would have been good. So if it's thick, it's certainly good. Fine. Who's the Tana who argues, as I mentioned that before, the list of four Tanoim? Ein lo chelitz matalovim. Now the last few lines. Amar Rava, Shmami no. Tzorech likshara kol kuya v'chuya. V'yisak adadach lo tzorech. Ho, di ami b'nei abichia gadum et chelitz k'sherin agdum ezim k'sherin. Kevin ishtayir le iloi, ishtayir le kula. What's his note? We'll come to the Pratim a little bit later on. But that's an important Gemara. Before you get to those Pratim, you have to understand, what are we talking about over here? The simple reading of the Gemara is that the remainder, right? Shmamina, what's Shmamina from the previous Sugya? Right? The Sugya of Gadumin, Bnei Rav Chiya, that we're talking about the things which are remaining within the Gdil, within the tied up stuff. There's something you tie it up once, twice, three times, four times, five times. We'll get to this question later. Mefurish Gemara, black on white, blue on white, purple on white. But the Gemara that seems to be saying to us that the whole discussion of who is Kedei Aniva and Gadumim, it was cut off within the Gedil, the part that's actually tied up. And they say Rashi argues. Where's Rashi argue? A few times you have the Shita and Kubetas, which tells you what Rashi is really saying. Yudchet. The Rava less me hard the Purish Eliel, the boy guided him to Kshir Aniva. That is quoted in the name of Rashi. But we don't have it in our Rashi. There are some of them, the Dayak and the Lashon of Rashi, the last Rashi on the Daf, that he holds its way too, but It wasn't clear to me. If I didn't see the sheet, I wouldn't have noticed it. And Madaik from Rashi, or Rashi is out of a story, Rashi held that the Shia Kadaniva, etc., is in the psil, in the anaf, the part that flies loose. Against the simple reading of the Gemara. These are two days that found in Rosh Hashanah. This is the most important. Div Gimel. This is the most important machlokes of all. More important than Rashi, than the reading of the Rosh Hashanah. Kadaniva, the Rashi, min ha'onav. Ulari, atzir, nechtach, kol ha'onav. Lo nisha kidei aniva ala min agdil kosher umin agolim karachi vehechad lo efsha yesh nitzmach al ri. If you're all like the ri, then you're basically home free. Just about. Okay. Now what exactly is the shir? We mentioned it before. So if you take a look at this bialach which we started before, it's on the next page, page 46, on top, second line. Chayot and Hifrit al Amida of the Shekot of the Kedei Aniva who the Erev Dalet Gudlis. That's impossible. According to Rashi, the whole city is Dalet Gudlis. How can it be? So what's the Shia says? Bay Gudlis. What's that? How much is that? I saw in the Tittus book between 4 and 5 centimeters. And since it was in one day, which is Mekel even more, today I need a chut echot. So if it's Tziruf, it's Mekel. How come they rush to be Mekel? The answer is, the Beit Yosef writes, hold to the Shir, today I need a Zerabonon. So today I need a Zerabonon is a take on the Gemara to give me Mekel. Chazanish says, no, it's a Shir, all right. That's Pasha Chad in the Rov, Rishonim, or Machmir. Any unresolved question in the Gemara? Okay, Rabbi, so let me take a piece of advice. My advice comes from the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tezvav, Tzivkot and Gimel. In Siman Tezvav is a discussion of removing tittis, matir, and the beggar, the figure later on. And we're told we don't do it. We try to avoid it. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot and Gimel says, it's a mevaza, etc. But, to make it a heder, it's mutter. And he gives an example, what a little yudalif is, of the sharatim. Okshen nifsak chut echad bo nishvo ele kidei aniva, af api shadayin atisus kosher, af api kein, mutter lahosiv losa tachteo shalema. This is my recommend. If one goes, replace it right away. I have a different agenda. I told you before we have a right to be making a little bit in the bedik of every day. So one of the reasons I make it in the B'dik every day is because it's a mere chen of matzah. To make sure it's a mere chen of matzah, the system becomes possible, you have to make sure to be on top of the situation. Whenever something rips, you fix it right away. So the chance of having another rip, two or three of them on your knees, is much smaller. That's why I tell people if something rips, replace it immediately. Or if it's too much of a hassle, so buy a new pair of stitches. It's another $10, whatever it is. Buy another pair. That's what I say to people. That's the best thing to do. Kaneirly. As a matter of fact, in the Sefer Tittus, in footnote 11, I couldn't find the source that he can find it for me. Footnote 11 in the blue book, he quotes the Beis Yosef I couldn't find, he quotes the Rosh I couldn't find, who says that Baal Nefesh Yasekein, he should quote, okay, that's the Mishnah book, I need a dispensation. Look at the changes, not a bizarrian. But there's a quotation that it's a Faket, about never should change it. And that was the minute Bismano to change it. And I saw the Nob quotes the Eshel Avraham, Midas Chassidus, you should do it that way. You should do it that way. Interesting question comes up about tying the end of the Tzitzit. Interesting question. In Simon's days, Tzivkot and Zayin talks about the doxicus. He says, we started the Zayin before, She'ela, Chutri Tzitzit Shanifsiku V'chazar Aksharot, V'mor Mashanatu Shlem V'yadei Akshira. Simple answer. It drifts off, tie it back again. Something like a reform rabbi, no? It's all on the side back. Umas yachor dinah. This is the matzkonos are then taz, are the rabba, pilugar, the chaim, against the barhater who apparently misquoted. Imitchila called him sha'asa titis miyat chutin, nifziku achutin v'ksharim v'kesha kayama, v'achakach osa man titis kosher. V'kshira v'chibu gama. Wow. V'chein li'acha sh'nasa v'ech sh'dahayim im nifziku rosh echad, v'achar atolat titis v'abeged, asmo n'shtabu k'day aniva mahani v'kosher atas. V'afim yifzuk achakach, yipotk achakach rosh ha'sheni miyoto achut yeh kosher. Kevin the Bishat Akshira Yot Tittus Kosher. Abel, the first white line. In the Skatu Achutin Beofen She Nifsu Yot Tittus. How it is that? When She Nifku Shnei Roshin Yavon Ishtarik Le Aniva, or She Nifsu Kuchutin Mokom HaNekev, Lo Mahani Ma Shechot Ha Chakach Vekosher. Bizeh Bechlau, Tase Velo Men Ahotu Bipsu. So targeting sometimes does work. Sometimes it does work. Alright, so if you want to do that trick, if one fell off and it's still kosher, then you have a right to tie it. You have a right to tie it. And if it's chassidus to tie it, this I don't know. This I don't know. The chassidish, if there's no kadeh aniva, you're not allowed to tie it. Against the Mishnah Berurah. So, against the Zachron. So, not so posh. Fine. Now we said, yes, fine. You tie it, then if another one falls off, you can tie that. Right, that's what he says. Right. You keep on doing it. But the Chazanish and Simon and Gibbles have gotten tens involved. If there's no kadeh and evil left, you can't tie it again. Even though it was never possible to begin with, yes. I don't even know. I'm not so sure if it, once the ready is a racer, I don't recommend it. I buy a new pair of scissors. What's the big deal? Yeah. Yeah. What he's saying is the sound. Our scissors are all couple shmona. The eight strings, not one. So what if the tear flips and you're left with, that's your answer. Mikir did it smutter, but from the perspective of what can happen in the future, once it starts to rip, I wouldn't give an insurance policy, I love some lawyer. I would say it's design, even if halakhically it's no problem, it's still going to replace it. Once it starts to rip. I say it also it's not going to last forever. That's my view, I mean I'm a pessimist. Okay. So take a look over here in the Mechabes, the Noggin Kwebe Matar. Says Mishpia Locha, Da! So the Da's have been a time who are few of Nifku Ashlosha Chutin Raknitz Katsu, the Ofen Shane, the Orkan Yudbeis Goldman, Yam Kain Tosu Bechol Ofan? Or it's, Pashtus, it is that way. However, it's a Tzir of Achumrish. If you look carefully in the Bialocha two paragraphs before, well, there have been a time that there are many posts can say you don't need Yudbeis Goldman. We'll get to that later, how big have to be. But the Chazanish is Mitzar of Kulis. He says, as long as it's valid a golden, we can be make it's kind of a sex fix. One of at a time maybe is wrong. And number two of at a time is right. In each slave, maybe Dalit is already slave. It's already implied in the earlier Bialoch of the Chazanish passes away. Okay. Now, what happens if the tied up stuff got as a whole. Take a look in the Dir Halacha Yesh. Okay? Take a look. Yesh Hitzvah Ha'ri. V'da'at at the Prima Gordon. In this we could call Achutim al-Agdil the Potl Kimavu'a v'simaj Yudbeis v'alav. In Mubaderech v'emot Tzitzachem we have a trick. Yater Agdil Shudal of Golden. This is a remake of Tzitzit. You have a little bit of a Psil, a little bit of a Gdil. You make a brach in some cases. Fine. That's not a tire tipping for this stuff. The Dao, towards the bottom, the last four lines of the page. So the Das Rashi, Nifkul Chutei HaTitzis HaFemokam HaGdil Bein HaKshorim Im Shnei Chutim Posel. Lo Adifi Meim Nifkul Shnei Chutim Betchilas Anaf De Posel Le Rashi. If this is good echot, there is a caution. The lopalik Rashi al re rak mitam debin on gam still kimavu ba grab shem amorachai. Vachal oyes pazeh gam still berosh hasheni shall also achot gufa. So according, so if you have a little one little rip in the gzil itself, it's still going to be kosher. But he goes on. Ach mire, next page. The davka im nitzak achut lemal and ischul yerishona. Tilavachi mitzvah mitam da kaimlon kesher elyon. What's that? Who are kesher asheni me'achamisha ksharim shana osu. We'll get to that later. That you have to use on your students, see five sharim. Kesher is the second one. With after there is already some chulia, some gedil. Doraisa. Who was dead and minted chut echot choshet kilu mitzik ha-kesher. Kinvucham b'menachos la-metesim et beiz v'tos b'masul k'deh la-anra. So therefore, if you have a break in the string before the second kesher, it's no good. Chazanish, as quoted over here in footnote 35, wants to be mitzvah that maybe we pass from the kesher to the first kesher, not the second kesher, but Tosfos by Mitzvah and Aleph. It's hard for me to be machriya such a shayla. The only thing I want to show you to you, and this thing repeats itself, let's see first in Tosfos, and then we'll see it in the Mishnah Berurah. The Tosfos over here, and my Mitzvah and Aleph, I'd like to give a look. Kesher Elyon Shamanah, Kesher Elyon Doraita. Alright? Kesher Elyon is Doraita. What does it mean? The Tosfos is Tichuntis Pirush Shnei Pirushim. Echad Achar Agdil. The one after the beginning of the, after the Gdil, the tied up part. And Elyon means what we call Tachton. That means it's, depends on where you're coming from, your angle. Right, closest to the garment. And we just got to saying, no, it's the second one. Number three, shot. So number one, two, and for us, five. We have five sheriff. What are the kesher elyon? Take a look over here above in Siman Yud Aleph, please. Siman Yud Aleph, that's Sif Yud Bey. You do all these Sifyas, Beit, Gimli, you do all these halakha l'maitis de kasif. Let's take a look. Minyan chut de kamas. That's basic. Minyan chut de atitiyos b'chol konaf arbok fulam shem shmon. Alright? Pashas. We assume it's never pashas. All the pashas we discussed yesterday. Yachtach roshi achut in arbok v'yachtach v'yitzchavei b'konaf v'yitzchavei 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 Last of Russia Achutin. That's also Mchet. Call them Sheikroch. The Imkorach Afilu Chulia Echot. Tirish Achelik Met Shebin Kesher the Kesher. The Kosher Afilu Kesher Echot. The Hakak Hatochan Possel. Shem Tasse Velom and Osli. Shem Pisu Asol. When you tied this, it was four round strings. It wasn't kosher, it hasn't been cut yet. So therefore, it's no good. So the Mishnah Berurah writes this cotton sum of dollars. The kosher asaloma. Im also chulya v'gam kosher achar achulya. Afilu akesher echad yotzei lechavoto midah oraita. Afilu lo also klal akesher shesamach lakona. So kesher ayon oraita, according to the Mishnah Berurah, saying we say one, two, or five. So we call two, but it doesn't have to be two. Even if you didn't put any kesher right near the konaf, you just started winding around, and then you started not after some of the wine, that would also be considered a yotzei chiyuv in the oraita. Avalim lo osar akesher she'achar achulya, av she'osar akesher rishon shekodem achulya, one right near the garment, lo nigmar adayin asir satitis, the below akesher achulya eino miskayim klal, ve'ein kan gedil. So we passing over here, Mikra Din, it's what we call the second one. All of us, even non-medakrians, make a double knot right near the garment. So for us, Kasher is the second one. If someone would be a Meshugana, wouldn't make a double knot right near the garment, So for him, kasher would be the first one. Yes. Tired to cut in half. They come in, they often come in rounds. That's what I think it means. Cut in half. The yesh machmirin. What yesh machmirin? What yesh machmirin? What is machmirin? Strange asterisk here. Did you figure this one out? I suppose I left a beer halacha on a Mishnah Berurah. This is a new one to me. I think it's the bottom sharatir, which has no number. Who are all us Tomid? I can't read it too well in my edition. That's what I think it means. What does it mean? That's the shita which told Kesha Elyon Darayt is the first one. Near the garment. What was it quoted over the Chazon Ish held? What's going to hold the Gzil? It'll hold without. From Moshe Till held in his hand without going down, so with this could also hold good enough. So there aren't such machmirin. It's the cooler. Which is going to be Yotzi Yechiv Daraisa, which is just one night near the garment. But it's a chumah for us that once the Yotzi Yechiv Daraisa with uncut string, it's too late to fix it up and pass it along and out. But I always say every chumah is a cooler is a chumah. So here the cooler ends up being a chumah in our circumstance. Take a look, if you will, in the Mishnah Berurah. It's called the time of Vov in parentheses. What's it talking about over here? The Mechaber told you, how do you make tittis? A how-to book. You make 5 ksharim and 4 avirim. And there's no shir how many krichas you need. As long as it's all about Bob Goodlum and Anav Shmona Goodlum. That's the Chachila. 4 and 8. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of that. Like this. Kibbul Chazal. You need Tzitzis Gedil, Mukrach, Gedilim Tatalah, and you need Chutzim Nifrazim. Tzitzis Roshi. But how much is how much? There's no Shir. Gimel Krichas, and then a Kesha Lamala, that's good enough. Some food is all right. That's the Mechaber. If you'd give it, if you saw. Fine. Azeish Lisboch Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha Shem Lo Pnai Lachos Kitikuno Umutza Lo Tesel the Shabbos of the Vorek. Last second, the guy's making Tzitzis Erev Shabbos. You just make a little Gedil, 1, 2, 3, and the rest can just hang loose. You can make a brook. Parenthesis. The Yosef Tov Shiyat Oz Gama Kesher Arishin Shekoda Machulia Kamosha Anu Noagin. They lost his gandas and mixed our post, which is sovereign by his alzea kesha kivnu chazal, the who the oraisa. Why? Why don't you have some kriches and then tie one string at the end? Just number two without number one. Get the impression you need cash, you need one and two, but that's just two. What's the also talk? I'm not exactly sure what that means. Anyway, bottom line, this is the halacha. Now, Rabotai, there's another question. Do tzitzis have to be what we call shizurim? What does shizurim mean? Oh, shizurim. Sheish Mosh Zohar, Potek Chumash. And you have, I'll say it to you now. Sim, you'll see it yourself. Sim and Yod Aleph, everyone has their own Siv base. Utsrichin Shazira. What Shazira is up to Mishnah Berurah Yod Aleph? Haino Sheyich Poleim Achara Tzviya. Lishnayim. Tzviya is spinning. And Shazira, what do you call it in English? Twisting. You twist two together. V'yin kofal kol chut l'shmona, which is zaro, gam ken lesbimba. Ah, lesbimba. That's how many people say, we always do kofal shmona. Every tip you buy, I don't think you can find any other ones today. Maybe those old ones with the blue shawls that you can still find somewhere, I don't know. Every talis gadol of a cut I've ever seen has kofal shmona. If you don't believe me, when you buy it, it's inside kofal shmona. I don't know if it's like it. I think it's glatt kosher. Kofel shmona. It's everything that says kofel shmona. Where does this come from? A Sifri? A Sifri? So, Tcheles betovoi v'shazur, like the Mishkan, that you need shazur. So, here to alien a Tcheles lava minayin, Tama Torah, ten Tcheles ten lava, ma Tcheles tovoi v'shazur, af lava tovoi v'shazur, befeish, black and white Sifri, end of story. The Chabah quote, the Fulisha did. How can you argue? The Bialacha says, you should have kofel shmona. That's our minig l'chumma l'chadchila. Kofel shmona. You take a look at the Bialacha, the kitten in there, you quote, on you, but if I in days, still, still, even a mufkar, he quotes, Tov she kol chut kofel ishmona. Mitzvah in a mufkar. What do we do? It became standard, as we say. It became standard. The Rambam says you don't need shazira. You don't need it? Not necessary. At all. It's the Rambam in Hilchot Tzitzis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud. Don't need shazir. No. What does he do with all the makaris? I say you need shazir. Well, I'm... It's basically, where's the makar and shas? You've got the Sifri. Where's the makar and shas? It's the Gemara and Erevin. You find strings. It could be Staff Yomi for the... What's Staff Yomi? Where are they holding Staff Yomi? Anyone Staff Yomi here? Nobody. Wow, they really see them. They're just about finishing now, no? I think they're... Because of that study of an Arab, it's mama should go around today's bath, something like that. So there, first it's five strings, and it's shazer, he goes, it's scissors, if it's not shazer, it's not scissors. The cast of Mishnah, yeah, they used to have a minute to do shazer, doesn't mean it has to be. Some before Shemot that it has to be. That was the derech. That was the derech, says the cast of Mishnah. You find in the street, probably scissors. I had a Sifri. So the rabbi writes in the tshuva, quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, we don't pass like the Sifri. Or the Aruch HaShulchan has chat that the Sifri is only telling you that you may do Shazira, and you're not running afoul of Baal Tosif. Baal Tosif. As a matter of fact, we may run into a Baal Tosif problem. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Yud Zayin, there it says, and the Mechaber says, in the Sparkle Mishthiros of Anasa Tezayin Ksherim, who is she Yishtayah B'Shehoza Kadei Aniva? Says the Mishthi Brura, Shulchan Aruch is B'Shehoza Kolachut B'Shnai, Avalim Kofo B'Shehoza Le'abo L'Shmona K'moshe Mosi B'Zmaneinu, but the Sparkle the Yudvot, Afilu Lo Nishtayah Kadei Aniva Kosher, V'Kopoim Nishru Chutzim B'Shehoza L'Shnai, when you're in Baltosis, I am the Bialah. Read my other book. So, everyone's waiting with everyone a drum roll. What does it say in the Bialah? What does it say there? No joke. What do you do with Baltosis? What do you do with Baltosis? Take a look over here. Oh, yeah, comes undone. It's the last four lines on the page. In the spark of Kodecha, the Shnayim, the Lanishka, the Aniva, the Vadai Kosher, Akadesh, Lo Yavo, about Tosif, and of the Favish, Lo Nicholai, Bitosvis, you know what, that extra one? Also yachtuch lahamoser v'yisharach shmona chut prima god. How do you like that?
Every day,
hidden in mukhan of a zaman to avoid bal poses. Just case of a good care. Remember, that's it. That's it. I'll take a chance of Altosis. I'll just forget one day. All right. Good. Just in terms of how you make Tittis, so we saw before $50 a little bit. It's interesting. What we do, the Mechaba quotes, the Noagin, based on Beis Yosef, Likroch, the Aver Rishon Zion Krichas, ever look at your Tittis. The Shani Test, the Shishi Yud Aleph, Revi Yud Gimel, which comes up to a total of 39, which Shem Hashem is 40, the whole story. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. It's the cotton Ayin. The Kavonis. Rabbi, say, what Kavonis means? Yeah. This is for Torah. Kos of Mishani Ches, the Cheneskim Achronim, designed the Ches of Shem Shal Kof, and Yud Aleph, the Shem Havaya, and Yud Gimel is a Chod. Woo! So that's what every single pair that you look at has that. No more Mechaber. Mechaber also Kabbal. But he was going in order. He was going in a progression. 7, 9, 11, 13. Makes sense, no? It even adds up to certain things. But you can't start the Kavonis. So all of ours always have 7, 8, 11, 13. I never saw 7, 9 in my life. I just never saw it. Okay. Rabbi Sai, Lamed Tes Amud Beis. That was just, we just saw, just for information, that was, we just saw the see the kitchen in the Gemara. Let's stick Amud off just for a minute. It says, Chena Shekarach Rubuk Shera, Vafilo Karach Malachu Yachas Kher, we said it before, V'noi Shlish Gedil Shnei Shlishi Onav. Okay? Right? The Kamashia Chulia, Kadesh Yikroch, Vishna Vishalish, that's with the air of Shabbos Vic emergency. For the Maya Pokas or Yitros Mishava, I'm also Yosef now Sloshat. So it makes sense. 7, 11, 13. Shivarikim. Right, Shishavir Shabinam. So the Kavanas came along and knocked the symmetry out a little bit. Alright. Next one we already saw before. Now there's a most interesting story. Last two lines of the page. Rav Huna, Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Chachola, for Odla, who Gavra, the Mixi Glima, the Chulit Chelta, Varamala Chelta, Vigdila Migdil. This is a real blue color team. Everything's blue, 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 and even tied it up completely, called the Rashi. Call Atzitzit Hoysa Gdil, Loshia Bo'anap Klau. Omar Rav, Yoy Glima, Vlo Yoy Chelta. Hey, Bishop, the Ein Bo'anap. Nothing is loose. No good. Rabbi Baruch Chana, I'm a yoy, dream of a yoy, it's chelta. But Michael, Mr. Gee. Rabbi Baruch Chana, I'm a ksiv, gdil, ksiv, psil. O gdil, o psil. Take your choice. The Rabbi Sala, the Ola psil, the Inan. Rahi gdil, in the minyano, the yasa. Gdil, shnayim, gdil, I'm a ba. I say, Gdilu poslayu mitokum. Wow. So, it's a little bit severe. Oh, Gdil, oh, Psil. It's against the first Gemara number out. Tell you the cash. The Maida preaches to the elder, Mitzil, Shavina, the boy, Beis, Kutin, Tcheles, Kasha, the Hochas, Hashin, Lei, the Oh, Gdil, oh, Psil. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, Ein Tittis Ella Onof. How can anybody disagree with that? Comes in the Tziv, in the same piece. We saw it in the Maharaj, some of you guys saw it, looked it up. And there's a vote, a chat, according to the Rambam. So the Rashi told us it got stuck. They had no choice to learn the chat, they have no choice but to do it. But according to the Rambam, he learned, no, Avad, the lover requires Gvil and Phil. No question. No doubt about it. Only by Tchelet he made a Kulog deal. Why? Because by Tchelet he can argue Og deal Og deal. And the Gemara before is referring to Lavan. Interesting. Fascinating. In the same piece in the Hamak Shela. But he's not finished yet in the Tzivya, so there's more to say on these sugyas. What does it say over here? Gedil by the minion. Gedil Snayim, Gedilim Arbo. Right? Gedil Snayim, Gedilim Arbo. Where does all this come from? What's it all about? The Tosfos of Mem Aleph from the base, and the Sif points out. Remember, take a look quickly. Mem Aleph from the base. That's because we already had reference to this once before. Beishami Omim Arba. The Tosfos there says, towards the end, Gedil echad nashes ein pogos mishlosha. Quoting the Sifri. The word gedil is a braid. A braid has to have three. Two is not a gedil. The only way to get three is you have to have strings. You can't get a string of three. You have to have two. And you split it in half. So two times two is four. And four is the smallest even number greater than three. Why mathematics? That's the word gedil. Gedilin means twice that. So you have eight strings. That's where it comes from. However, it's all against Tosfos Lamed Chesam and Aleph at the very end, the last line in that big, big Tosfos. Where Tosfos says, towards the very end, that Tosleu mitoko hainu, the last line we saw, Shetzarech lepolto came psila Shikfula. The Quran tells you that Posleim Mitoko teaches you this din. From Posleim Mitoko, that's in the word Gedil. And the whole discussion according to what's Rashi Shita? Could be the Chut of Chelas counts in the minion. Rav Lushitasa Rabotai. Rav requires still, he requires still, and he requires Gedil from Lavan and Chelet. And with this, he has a wild shadow in the Tzivin, in that same Tzivin, it's a cut and vote, in this Gemara. Look on this Gemara, on Lamatessa, I'm an Aleph. This is a remarkable shot. The Gemara says, Chutzul Chelet here. Chutzul Kerach Olam in Aminyan. Yosef Rava or Rabba. Because Amar Mishmei the Shmuel Pchela Shakarach Ruba Ksheira Amar Le Rav Yosef Rav Amora Vilo Shmuel. What do you mean Rav Amora Vilo Shmuel? What does it mean? The question of whether one shita holds against the other shita. Right, one against the other, that's how we said before, no? What's earlier? The same doubt. Chut shel kerech olam in a minyan. With the small little gimelers. Amalei Rav Yosef v'shmuel amara v'lo rab. That means Rav disagrees, yeah? Substantive name. Shmuel amara v'lo rab. Because according to Rav it's poshut. A whole, this is an eye-opener. Look at the cut rather than the sieve. Chut shel kerech olam in a minyan. Shmuel amara v'lo rab. According to Rav it's poshut that way. Remarkable. I would never have thought that shot in the Gemara. And the whole discussion, again, in the Pesukim. One final Nekuda, just to end, I want to start tomorrow the Sugi of which minimum Chayim and Titus, with the Raisa, with the Rabbonim, Tema, Pishnim, etc. Just one of the Nekuda. The Keren Orach is a great, has a lot of things to say, but he quotes his brother very often, the Mishkan of Yaakov. Ochi Zal, which is much more the older brother passed away by the time he wrote the favor, who has a noob shot in Og Dil Og Sil. Is he can't believe his Gemara is against the sum of the Gemara from before. So the Tzir gave the Teretz love and the Tchelet, he gives a different Teretz. We're discussing over here only this, the thick part. And the question is, must it be knotted? Around and around with knots? Is that required? What? Gedil meaning the knots, and Sil meaning the ground around the Chulias? All within the thick part. Well, no. You can tie the stick now any way you want. Hatch patch. But the machlokes or the gdil upsil or ogdil upsil all within this stick part. They need sittis anap. This is Rosh, you have to show you need. A original pshat, which is typical of the originality of the Mishnah Yaakov. The whole machlokes of the learning is within the stick part, but it has to be where we have it, with an organized fashion, with knots. And see them going around Trichus, Pulius, that's Bill Upsil. But no, you can do it any way you want, as long as it's tied up. But that there has to be loose strings, that's for sure. That's the Mishnah Jacob Shat tomorrow. Mishnah tomorrow, we'll start the sugya of what minute is the requirement of the right.